Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, December 1st, the year of our Lord, 2024. And this is the first Sunday in the season of Advent. Advent blessings to you. I pray that this will be a season for all of us of hope-filled anticipation, celebration of the promises of God. So in that spirit of hope and anticipation, let's jump right into our practice to approach all of this in a spirit of thanksgiving and gratitude. So join with me in taking in a big, deep breath. And holding on to that breath. And understanding that this breath is a gift. A gift that we take in, and a gift that we let go. It's the gift of life. And so as you breathe, as you focus on what is good, focus on the promises of this season of Advent. Breathe in and thank God for all of it. And call to mind the people and the places and the situations and the opportunities that fill you with hope and peace and love and joy. And give thanks to God for all of it. Maybe stretch your arms out wide and turn your face toward the heavens and say a heartfelt thank you to God Almighty. And in this spirit, let's begin together in worship. Friends, let's join together in the lighting of the first candle in the season of Advent. So I'll give you opportunity to do two things. If you have a candle that's nearby and handy, why don't you grab that? If you need to hit pause, go ahead. And then call up the digital bulletin. It's on the left margin. If you go to the left side of where you found today's podcast, just below the line there, you'll see it says Sermon Notes. Tap in there. The bulletin will come up for you. And we can begin. So let's begin. Today we light the first candle of Advent, the candle of hope. As we light this candle, we remember the hope we have in Jesus Christ, the light of the world. We place our hope in the promise of God. In Jesus, hope is born anew. Come, Lord Jesus, and kindle hope in our hearts. May your light shine in our darkness. Come, Lord Jesus, and guide us by your hope. And so we light our first candle. Friends, our gospel reading today comes from Luke's gospel in the 21st chapter, verses 25 through 36. There will be signs in the sun, the moon and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down by dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. God, we call out to you and we pray. Thank you for the gift of your word, alive and living among us. A word that encourages us, strengthens us, puts us on alert. And we pray, O God, at the beginning of this season of Advent, that you will enlighten us with this good word. Encourage us to pay attention to the signs, to the signals of your presence right here and right now. And so we ask, dear God, that you would abide with us in this time of reflection, that you'd save us from misinterpretation and distraction, so that we could receive the word that you have for us in the urgency with which you deliver it. We pray all of this in your holy name, and we say, Amen. Friends, as we gather together on this first Sunday in Advent, with its emphasis on hope, you might hear this reading from Luke and think, okay, where's the hope? That seems a lot of calamity and chaos. It actually is maybe a bit frightening. How is it that I relate to this story? But we have to remember that the kind of hope that is being encouraged is a different hope. It's not a kind of a lightweight hope. It's hope in the steadfast promise of God, the promise that God is, that Christ has come and Christ will come again. It's the kind of hope that calls us to patiently and prayerfully wait, so that when you read and reread stories like the one we have today, we can begin to see the goodness and the hope and the peace and the love and the joy in it, which are present in Jesus himself and the promises that he makes. By way of context, Jesus is teaching his disciples after they've made their final entry into Jerusalem and all that waits for Jesus there. There'll be the story of the Last Supper, the story of washing of feet, stories of betrayal, stories of prayer in the garden, stories of a mock trial, a brutal beating, a death, and a resurrection, and appearances after the resurrection, and an ascension to heaven, and a promised return, which are the dual observations of Advent here. There is the leading up to the day of the incarnation, the birth of the baby Jesus, and our anticipation of Jesus' return to put everything right. So there are several kinds of hope present in this text. There's the hope in the sovereignty of God, that God is in control of all things. And while you may look out at the world and see nothing but chaos, if you watch the news at least, or fling through your social media feed, there are all kinds of reasons to lament. God calls us to find hope. You can watch things break down, systems and economies and ecology. But God says, wait a minute. I promise that everything will be put back together the way I intended. But it begins with this prayerful kind of hope. And that's what I want to focus on for just a few more minutes, and then leave you to the business of prayer. In the midst of this season, at this moment in time, if the world feels chaotic, and again, if the headlines are more than you can stand to even pay attention to, and in these days that lead up to Christmas, with all of the marketing and advertising and the seasonal music that seems to be really about nothing. And I love all that stuff. I like giving and getting gifts. And there's seasonal music that I'm nostalgic for. But more and more, it's the music of the church. It's the sacred and ancient stories of our faith that fill me up, that give me strength, and allow us to do as Jesus commands. Stand up, raise your heads, because redemption is drawing near. The more you pay attention to God, the more time you spend reading the stories of our faith, celebrating the prayers of our faith, singing the songs of our faith, participating in the sacraments of our faith, you're made new. Your ability to see the world through the eyes of God, that vision becomes more keen, so that you can look at the world around you and not despair and not be overwhelmed. You can be reminded that God is in control. You can be reminded that this is indeed all going somewhere, and that somewhere is good, and that the things that you see happening around you are like, just as Jesus says, think of it this way, he says, when the leaves come up on the trees in the spring, you know that summer is not far behind, and so it will be. You will see certain things happen, certain big and grand things, and sometimes subtle things. But as you pray, as you practice your faith, you will see, and you will find hope, and you will know that I am drawing near. And so he encourages, sober up. That is, pay attention. Limit those things which distract you or numb you. Don't waste the days. Don't waste resources or time or money. Live your life paying attention and looking out for the coming of the kingdom of God. As it says in the scripture, be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and worries, and the worries of this life. All that stuff, you can feel it. I even think about it and I can feel it pressing down on me. But instead, practice the opposite. In these days of patient waiting, rather than being weighed down with dissipation, squandering, maybe it's the gift of enough. Maybe it's simplifying your holiday plan. And drunkenness, beyond just the consumption of intoxicants, but other things that might numb us, whether that's things we read, people we hang out with, anything that numbs your spirit, put that down as best you're able. Put it down, set it aside, and be rid of it. And if there are things in your life that cause you to worry, again, turn them down, turn them off, so that you'd be able to see and to hear and be alert and to continue to pray. So that week by week in this season of Advent, as we begin with hope, and next week's emphasis on peace, and the following week's emphasis on joy and love, we pull into ourselves, take in, feed ourselves with these things that are good, that breathe new life into us. As I read this encouragement from Jesus, stand up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near, I'm once again reminded of the text from several weeks ago, the story of this blind beggar named Bartimaeus, who stands or sits by the side of the road. Jesus is coming and a crowd is gathered, and he shouts out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the people around him don't like that he's causing such a disruption. They try to shut him up, but he persists. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus hears him and calls him. And then the crowd around him says, hey, Bartimaeus, take heart, get up. Jesus is calling. In the midst of his blindness, his affliction, and the chaos and the noise around him, his focus, even though he can't focus with his eyes, his spiritual focus is on the coming of Christ. And so I take strength from that story and stories like it, the stories of our faith that would say, even in the midst of what looks like chaos and hopelessness, call out on the name. Claim the promises of faith. Even if it's at some point it you wonder why, just the discipline of remembering the stories and praying the prayers and singing the songs and participating in the sacraments and surrounding yourself with people of good faith, then you can, in all good hope, stand up and raise your head, because you know that your redemption is drawing near, that this season is about so much more than what is marketed to us. It's about what's already been given to us by our Creator through the coming of His Son and His promised return. This is a season of hope and peace and love and joy and tremendous eternal good news, to which I say, Amen. Let's join in prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, we come before you at the dawn of this Advent season, hearts lifted in expectation, minds humbled in wonder, and lives yearning for your presence. Grant us the grace to wait with patience and hope as we remember the promise of your coming in Bethlehem's manger. In our daily lives and at the end of all things, when your kingdom shall reign in glory. Merciful Father, in a world fraught with uncertainty, we pray for your peace to dwell within us and among us. Comfort those who are weary and heavy laden. Strengthen those who work for justice and reconciliation. Bring healing to the sick, hope to the despairing, and light to all who sit in darkness. Prepare our hearts, O Lord, to welcome you anew in this holy season. Forgive us the times when we have been distracted by the cares of this world, when we have failed to love you with our whole heart and our neighbors as ourselves. Cleanse us, renew us, and shape us to be vessels of your grace and truth. As we light the candle of hope, remind us that in Christ your light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Make us bearers of that light, proclaiming your love with our words and our deeds, especially to those who are lost, lonely, or forgotten. Bless your church, O Lord, that in this season of waiting, we may reflect on the joy and promise of your coming. Guide our leaders and uphold our communities, and unite us as one people in the body of Christ. O God of hope, kindle in us a spirit of readiness and trust, that we may stand firm in faith, lift our heads with confidence, and live as those who await the coming of their Lord. And we pray, O God, that you would meet us here in this moment as we pause and we make a silent moment to share with you the joys and the concerns of our hearts. We break our silence. We thank you, God, for the gifts of peace and quiet. And we celebrate the tradition of our faith, through which we inherit this prayer that goes by your name. Hear us, O God, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And so, my dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, I pray that we will all do so in hope, a hope that finds its foundation in our God, God that we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who blesses you with hope, bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.